This is the Surrey Storm Podcast.
Hi, Tandy, and welcome to the first Surrey Storm Podcast for 2023. As we know, Storm beat Mavs in that pre-season friendly last weekend, and it was a win for Storm 67-37. Mickey spoke to Storm's Twitter after the game.
It was a really good game, super competitive. The lungs hurt. That's our first run out of 4:15s, and the extra 5 minutes definitely makes a difference. Score at this stage doesn't really matter that much. We know Mavs are missing a few players, so that probably isn't reflective to the side that we're going to face come February, March. But we're also missing four of our 12, so you know, we just got to roll with the punches. I was really impressed with the quality of the play that we put out overall, and I think to run as many changes as we did and still keep the score as competitive as we did and push on is a really promising sign. So I'm really pleased for the girls. I'm really proud of the likes of Yaz for coming back from her honeymoon and slotting in. Hannah Knight's getting a, you know, post-retirement, out of retirement run out, and people like Shar Dunkley, who's 19 and stepped on the court against an England player like Jodie Gibson. You know, there's lots of positives to come from this team, although not perfect yet.
Storm fans can't fail to have noticed the return of Mel Mansfield following the administration of Wasps, where she held the role of head coach. She's back for 2023 as technical coach. Well, back in 2020, I spoke to Mel for the Storm podcast, and I began by looking at how she first got involved at Storm.
Random phone call from Mary Beardwood, who tempted me to come and cover a session early on in the 2008-09 season. And I said, Mary, don't be so silly. And it was a team absolutely riddled with superstars. It was Sonia McCloma, Juva Mentor, Tamsin Greenway. Emily Nemeth was the team manager back in those days.
I've never heard of her.
You know, I was absolutely terrified. To be honest, didn't really want to do it. So I just did a one-off session, and slowly Mary kind of drew me in and made me feel guilty that I should be helping her a little bit more, because I obviously had a really long-standing relationship with Mary in terms of netball, and I felt that I should probably help her. I'm not sure how much help I was, though, in those early days.
The sheer fact of some of those names that were involved, that must make it a little bit easier for you?
I think yes, it would be now, with some experience, but the thought of doing that, you know, I was really pretty naive and not a very good coach in 2008, and it just filled me with horror, because it's that awful feeling of walking into a group where you just don't feel confident enough to lead something. And I can remember the feeling, I can remember arriving thinking, why on earth did I agree to do this? You know, I must be mad. But, you know, the girls were great. I mean, I'm not sure what they thought about me, and I'll never ask, because you don't necessarily want to know. But they just got on with it, and they treated me with respect and just did what I asked them to do. And that was the end of that. That was the first session done. Mary was a bit sneaky and crept onto the balcony. She was at her school parents' evening and came along at the end. So I then discover at the end she'd actually watched about the last half an hour. And that's where we went from there. And then that was it. I had I never left Storm for any other reason that I was travelling crazy distance. And it wasn't just the travel, it was the traffic on the travel. That was my issue.
Yeah.
And every year I'd feel exhausted at the end of the season and then have a summer off and think, oh yeah, I'm all right now. So the year I decided to stop, you know, my children were quite small. I remember thinking, I've got to just finish at the end of the season before I feel good again. I had a fabulous 4 years there. I loved it. Great, great team, great people, you know, and always will have fond memories of being at Surrey Storm.
That's often the case, though, isn't it? It's just, you don't really want to leave the job, but when it factors travel in and factor family into it as well, it often just makes it tricky.
And, you know, we're still in a situation where netball isn't full-time for many of us, and alongside the rest of your life, it has to fit. My children are older now, and actually my journey's fairly similar in terms of miles to Wasp, but much better journey, just straight up the M1, and I stay over and all those kind of things that you can do when you've got children that are much older. So it does all have to fit, and that's how coaching is, really, isn't it, at this stage. And I'm sure that Jess Selby has challenges leaving her children, you know, but it's tough. Coaching is tough. It's antisocial. It's late at night in this country. It's early in the morning. I mean, the Kiwis could not believe it when we went recently to Super Club that we start training at 8 o'clock at night. They thought we were nuts.
Yeah.
But when else are we supposed to train? Because the players are going to work. And they've probably done a session before work as well. So, you know, hats off to our players. We know how hard they work to be in such a good physical state. but it is really tough. And you can only sustain it for so long, probably, as a player and a coach, when you're fitting it around everything else.
Tell me a little bit about when, obviously, Wasps was formed. Obviously, you'd worked with Tamsin at Storm as well, so was that decision to go there and assist her quite a relatively easy one, or...?
Yeah, I guess so. I wasn't involved until it was all set up. Everything was quite low key, because at the time where teams are bidding for franchises, you often don't hear. And obviously, I wasn't coaching with Tamsin at the time. I was coaching at Mavericks,
yeah.
And she was still at Storm. So, you know, as much as we're all great friends, it is still competition time, and you keep things pretty close to your chest. But I think there were two things really. One was the setup at Wasps in terms of its professionalism and the size of the brand, and of course the other thing was the people. Going back to work with people that I'd worked with before, and players that I'd worked with before, and a couple of players came with me from Mavericks, was all part of it, because ultimately for me netball's about the people. You would not do this crazy stuff that we do if you didn't enjoy being with the people that you're
totally.
with.
Yeah.
So from that sense, it was a straightforward decision.
And you would have been working with the likes of Hannah to this day. So how have you seen her grow?
Well, Hannah I've known, obviously, since those days of 2008. So on and off have coached her. But throughout all of that, we've become firm friends. She's a key person in my life. My daughter was her bridesmaid, and she's a fantastic leader. You've got to have a little shout out for Rachel Dunn as well, who, you know, just one of the world's nicest people, as well as being an outstanding netballer, and, you know, in New Zealand, hilarious stories to tell, some which won't be passed on.
Could you share one now?
Rachel. Well, there was a moment where we did a crazy bike ride. If you know Hannah and Rachel, that is not an unusual hobby for them at the weekend. Amy Flanagan included in this little bike ride. 64 kilometres, which I was not aware of before the day started. But the good news was that Mel had an electric bike. Unfortunately, the electric bike did not last. So with 20K to go and a time limit on us to return the bikes, my bike was flat.
Ah.
Yeah, big problem. Almost close to a meltdown from the coach. So Rachel Dunn, superhero, swapped bikes with me, because what you do discover about electric bikes is that if the battery goes, they are exceptionally heavy. So there was not a chance that I could ride this bike with a flat battery. So we swapped bikes. I went on Rachel's bike. She cycled a dead electric bike for the last 20K with my rucksack. I've never seen somebody sweat quite so much. And we spent about the last 10 kilometres singing Whitney Houston to get me through the ride, because at this point, she was just cracking. Meanwhile, Hannah Reid is head down and just wanting to get home. But no, Rach was just making sure that Mel was okay. So she's my new hero for saving me on that day.
Nice couple of brownie points on that for the season. That's good. And
yeah.
Finally, obviously, Mickey, player coach, a really tricky thing to take on, but how do you think she's done so far?
Well, it's quite interesting, isn't it, that Tamsin was player coach in the same franchise and then Mickey's taken that on. All credit to her. That is difficult. It is really difficult. For one thing, she needs to have some breath as she comes on off the court to give some feedback to players. So, yeah, I really admire her for doing that. And she's obviously got a tight-knit group of girls going on there. That's what it looks like from the outside looking in. Obviously, I don't know lots of things, but you'd say that the culture there looks pretty healthy. I think she's recruited really well this year, and I think Storm are going to be a challenge. I think they're going to challenge lots of teams. So I'm pretty sure she must use her assistants very well, because you need to be able to do that when you're player coach. But yeah, all credit to her. She's done a great job, and I think Storm are going to be ones to watch this season.
Great to hear from Mel. Emily, you were team manager at the time, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. Her and Joe Moxon coming down. Absolutely fabulous. Dream team, some might have called it.
You must have a story or two.
What can you even say about Mel? Mel's just one of those coaches. Like, she's absolutely brilliant. And I think Mary was really strong in her knowledge about who she wanted involved with the franchise and who she thought would get on board with what we were trying to achieve. And Mel and Joe obviously were absolutely the right fit for that. She, I don't know, what can you even say about Mel? She was just fab. She was really light, And very much a sort of a mother figure, and I hope she wouldn't mind me saying that, but all the girls sort of looked to her for advice and reassurance, and she'd be the one that would rock up to training with balloons to do a fun drill, because we'd obviously been hammering them on tactical and technical things, so the next session would be a really fun one, and Mel would lead that. And she was just a big support actually to everyone that first year, especially in the second year. So I think she's very much a huge part of Storm history.
Mickey will also be joined in 2023 by Danny Muttridge and Lorraine Koroleska in that group on the bench. Don't know about you, can't wait for those next pre-season games at Surrey Sports Park. There's that game v Bath on the 21st of January, followed by Rhinos on the 28th.
This is the Surrey Storm podcast.